Welcome to this special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Today's program is brought to you by DVC Plumbing, the Winterset Fairway, People's Bank and Guthrie Center, Van Fossen Square, Country View Estates, Lake Lumber, Farm Bureau Agent, Financial Services Agent John Harada, Nielsen Tractor Repair, Raccoon River Rental, Mercy Clinic in Adel, Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant, Adair County Health System, Harmony Chiropractic, Community Care Center, Classic Cycle, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Adel Dental Group, Eye Care Associates, Fuller's Petroleum, Sumpner Pharmacy, Lincoln Savings Bank, H&R Block, Kirchhoff Chiropractic, Lemke Repair, and Ron Allen and Son Trucking. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by DVC Plumbing, the Fairway Store in Winterset, People's Bank in Guthrie Center, Van Fossen Square, and Country View Estates.
Welcome to our special edition of Health and Wealth in-depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We are speaking with Guthrie County State Bank President and CEO Mike Underwood about credit scores and how young adults can improve them.
So this interview, I figure, is kind of focused more obviously to young adults, those who are maybe on their first job, maybe they're out of college or, you know, just in their 20s. You hear the term credit score a lot, but some people might not actually know what really makes up a credit score. So if you could explain what does make up a credit score?
Sure. A credit score consists of a variety of personal financial statistics that's used to determine an individual's creditworthiness. Some of the criteria that goes into the score would be the length of time that the account is open. That can be an account can be a loan, it can be a credit card, a student loan, any number of things. The score also takes a look at the current balance relative to either the original balance regarding a loan or the credit limit that was established whenever the credit card was opened. It also takes a look at how the payment was made. Has it been made on time? Has it been slow? It'll also take a look if it's been slow. Was it a 30-day late, a 60-day late, and so on. It'll also take a look at how long since the last delinquent payment was made. So as long as things are being made on time, then obviously the better the score will be. It looks at the type of debt. Again, is it a real estate loan that will have a longer payback period? Is it a car loan or a credit card? The shorter the term, then obviously the more important, any of them are important obviously to pay on time, but the more important on the real estate and some of those larger term debt items. The score also takes into consideration any derogatory issues from the past. It'll look at public records. Are there any judgments out there? Are there any collection items? For example, if you don't pay your cell phone bill on time and the company has to take you to collection in order to get repaid, that would be reflected in the score as well.
How can someone check their credit score if they don't know how to?
You can go online and you can get a free credit report that way. I think from a credit score, sometimes they'll publish that. It's a proprietary number that any of the three credit bureaus put together. And so sometimes they hold that a little bit more to the vest, so you might need to pay the credit bureau. Don't pay a credit service. But if you pay a credit bureau many times, you can get that credit score. Obviously, if you come in for a loan at a bank or a financial institution, they'll pull the credit score. Anytime your credit report is pulled, by law, we have to send you a letter that says, here's what your credit score is. So obviously, don't apply for something if you don't need it just to see what your credit score is. There are some other alternatives, but that is one way to get your score.
Yeah. And what is considered a good credit score?
A good credit score is 720 or above. Scores can range anywhere from 300 to 850. So the upper end is where you're trying to get to.
And the maximum highest number is?
Typically it's 850. You know, they're, again, depending on which credit bureau that you use. I've seen 820 on some of them being the highest, but I know there is one credit bureau out there that 850 is the highest credit score.
What methods would you recommend young people use to build up a good credit score?
The most important way is obviously pay timely. And the best way to do that is to make sure you don't put on credit, whether it be a credit card or get installment debt, for amounts in excess of what you actually need. You've got to determine or make, you have to make the difference between what is a need and what is a want, and put the needs on a credit card if an emergency arises. Make sure you can get that paid off. If not, at the time your next statement comes, at least within a couple months. Because that's, again, that's the score, or that's what the credit card company will reflect to the credit bureau, and that's how the score will be calculated.
We will be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by Lake Lumber, Farm Bureau Agent Financial Services Agent John Harada, Nielsen Tractor Repair, and Raccoon River Rental. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by Mercy Clinic in Adel, the Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant, Adair County Health System, and Harmony Chiropractic.
Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program. We are continuing our conversation with Guthrie County State Bank President and CEO Mike Underwood about credit scores and how young adults can improve them.
How long would you say it typically takes for someone who's maybe getting their first credit card or acquiring, you know, that sort of credit? How long does it typically take to build a good credit score?
I don't know. I'm not aware of a specific time frame. Typically, what we're looking at when we pull a credit bureau is we want to see credit facilities that are seasoned. And by that, we mean at least 12 months or older. If somebody has paid well for 2 months, that doesn't necessarily constitute a pattern. But if we can see where they've paid a credit card, a car loan, a student loan, any number of things, at least for 12 months on a timely basis, then we consider that a positive, and that way we rely more on what that credit score reflects.
And an applicant person would be more likely to be considered for a personal loan.
Absolutely. Credit scores are used in a number of financial facets of somebody's life. You know, obviously we use it when we're looking at creditworthiness for somebody on a car loan or a house loan. Insurance companies use it from a premium side of things, or determining rates that they're going to charge for any of the products in which they're providing cover. Landlords will take a look at it. Obviously, if they see a number of collection items, if they see that you don't pay on time, a landlord isn't looking for somebody that won't be timely with their payments. And so that they will use that as well. And I think there are some utilities that will use it as well and take a look at your credit score to determine, is that something they want to do? They may require you to put a deposit down in order for them to provide some service to you.
How often would you say a person should use their credit card? And you kind of already mentioned that the sorts of purchases you would say a credit card is for those that are more emergency or those of need.
And yeah, I think it is driven a lot by need, and I think it's driven by the ability to repay. Again, if it's something you can pay off by the time the next statement comes, then by all means, feel free to do that. I think there are some purchases out there where it makes sense to use a credit card, because a lot of times the credit card company will provide insurance coverage. I see that a lot as far as when electronics are purchased. But again, make sure you have the funds or will have the funds over a 2 or 3 month period in order to pay that off.
Should young people apply for more than one credit card in their 20s, store cards, for example?
I would say no. I think you can get the same thing accomplished with one credit card versus multiple. And if, as you're starting to use credit and understand credit, it's pretty easy for it to get away if it's on multiple cards. I know many times you go to a store and, hey, we can give you X percent off this purchase if you'll get one of our cards. The problem comes when, one, you're not able to pay that balance off, and two, the interest that they will charge when you're not able to pay the balance off could far exceed any discount that they gave you at the time of purchase.
What would you say to someone who maybe suggests that it's better off to ditch their debit card and solely rely on a credit card for purchases?
I would say that's not a good suggestion. Obviously, I'm biased that banks offer, like ours, offer debit cards. But I think the debit card gets you used to living within your means, and you know exactly what you have available or still have available in your checking account, because obviously those, when you use a debit card, those funds come directly out of your account. But again, I don't see a problem using debit cards to make everyday purchases, food, fuel, those types of things. Now, granted, using a debit card won't help you establish credit, but then you kind of go back to some of the things we've already talked about, the appropriate time to use those credit cards, and you're making sure you have the ability to pay it off timely.
We will be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by the Community Care Center, Classic Cycle, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, and Adel Dental Group. This segment of our special edition in-depth news magazine called Health and Wealth is brought to you by iCare Associates, Fuller's Petroleum, Sumpter Pharmacy, and Lincoln Savings Bank.
Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth in-depth program. We are finishing up our conversation with Guthrie County State Bank President and CEO Mike Underwood about credit scores and how young adults can improve them.
How should young adults try to curb their credit spending, you know, limit those purchases of wants?
I guess to kind of paraphrase financial guru Dave Ramsey, you know, that you need to have a budget and you dictate where that dollar is going to go every month. So, again, you determine the needs and the wants, and if you have the cash available or the funds available to finance a want, then by all means, go ahead and do that. But again, you need to pay that thing off in a timely fashion.
We kind of already discussed what negatives there can be for getting a store credit card. But is there anything else that, you know, young people you think should be wary of if they're receiving promotional offers in the mail from credit card companies?
I think it just goes hand in hand with what we talked about earlier, that if you fail to pay that balance off, store cards typically carry a higher interest rate than do credit cards. I mean, they're both unsecured debt, so they're both going to be very high. But again, if you're not able to pay that off, the interest that you pay, you know, I remember being in college, they give you a free bag of peanut M&Ms if you bought, you know, signed up for a credit card. The interest you pay is going to far exceed whatever that promotional item is. So I think you just need to be very careful. Also, once you sign up for those things, your name is going to get sold onto a list and you will get all sorts of offers in the mail, and rip those things up and don't sign up for them.
If you've had a lot of debt and you end up having a low credit score, how should someone dig themselves out of that hole?
First off, do not sign up for a credit repair service. I've yet to see that service benefit anybody other than the credit repair service. You pay them a certain amount of money to fix your credit. They're going to supposedly make payments to your creditors and make arrangements with them. And many times that's not the case. They just take the money and they're gone. Unfortunately, the only way to correct a score is the same way that you got a low score to begin with, and that's over time. You just simply need to make timely payments, schedule whatever the scheduled payment is, you've got to make that. Obviously, on a loan, you know, if it's $200 a month, pay $200 a month. Credit cards, you're going to need to pay at least the minimum balance. Step back, take a look at your budget, your financial picture, figure out where you can put those dollars that we've referred to earlier, and methodically get those things paid off. Over time, then, the credit report will reflect you paid timely, you paid over an extended period of time, and the balance that you have on a credit card gets down well below what your high credit limit is. That's going to bring your credit score up.
And would you say that automatic minimum payments for credit cards are beneficial generally?
I would say so, yes. Whether it be payments, whether it be investing, regardless, anything you can do automatically is definitely beneficial. The key, obviously, is to make sure that you put that into your checkbook and you understand that it's gone, that money has been, you know, the payment has been made to your credit card or to your loan. You know, it's the old out of sight, out of mind, but you have to account for it up front.
And if any young person is still seeking expertise or information on how they can try and set up a budget of their expenses or, you know, start planning in terms of credit when it comes to maybe they want to purchase a home, a car, or otherwise, what would you recommend they do?
The obvious one is that they can come in and see us, and we'd be happy to sit down with them and walk them through different things that we have seen work well for people from a budget side. You can find a basic budget on the internet. I don't have a site in particular, but there's plenty of them out there. But if you need somebody to talk to, by all means, feel free to come in, and we'd be happy to have that discussion with them.
And that's a look at credit scores and how young adults can improve them with our guest, Guthrie County State Bank President and CEO Mike Underwood, on the special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition In-Depth News Magazine called Health and Wealth has been brought to you by H&R Block, Kirchhoff Chiropractic, Lemke Repair, and Ron Allen and Son Trucking. This special edition In-Depth News Magazine called Health and Wealth on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network has been brought to you by DVC Plumbing, the Winterset Fairway, People's Bank and Guthrie Center, Van Fossen Square, Country View Estates, Lake Lumber, Farm Bureau Agent Financial Services Agent John Harada, Nielsen Tractor Repair, Raccoon River Rental, Mercy Clinic in Adel, the Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant, Adair County Health System, Harmony Chiropractic, Community Care Center, Classic Cycle, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Adel Dental Group, Eye Care Associates, Fuller's Petroleum, Sumpner Pharmacy, Lincoln Savings Bank, H&R Block, Kirchhoff Chiropractic, Lemke Repair, and Ron Allen and Son Trucking.